7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
妈，你得把你等一下你要上车，跟妹妹母母出去啊。跟着火车去呢。
火车去
呢。
快呀。Yeah, hiya. That's hiya to you. And why now? Why does this have to start up now?Okay, here we go. The current time, my friends, is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, yeah. And of course, you realize this is when the cat decides to wake up. Yeah.You've been sitting over there in the synth zone on the synth banky for the last freaking 8 hours, and now you're waking up right when I have to begin. Yeah, and now the cat is sitting here in front of me. She's giving me headbutts into my solar plexus, and now she's licking my... Why are you licking my shirt? I wanted to start the show, Peppa.Of course, what this means is, well, what does it mean? Yeah. Okay, here's what you need to know real quick. I'm kind of having a weird morning. Everything was weird this morning. Cramps in my leg, and I had to get in the bathtub for a while, and I don't know if that helped. And so now I'm sitting here drinking bitter cherry cola.It's delicious. And my cat is still headbutting me. Alright, I wanted to get into some stuff, but I gotta water the cat. Okay, so hold on a second. Let's go to some music, and I'll go water the cat.
Thank you.
Okay, wasn't that fun? Yeah, pouring water for my cat is always super duper fun. No, what I meant was the music. Tom's Diner. Boy, I haven't heard that one for a long time. From the legendary Nicky Bat. Nick Bat, everyone's favorite living synth meme. You gotta love the guy. And if you're looking for, you know, maybe 5 or 10 minutes of entertainment that is vaguely synthesizer related. And when I say vaguely, I mean vaguely. look up Nick Bat memes. And just take a look at some of those. Never, ever fails to crack me up. Anyway, we need to get down to some serious dubious goals committee business here. I gotta tell you about this. This is just weird. This was last night. I'm all messed up. I haven't slept well, and my legs, plural. Anyway. Alright, let me set the scene. As you'll remember from yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, I had dug out a copy of Hoyle's Rules of Games. This is what? Let me look in here. It's 53? 1958 version from the New American Library of World Literature Incorporated. Authoritative instructions and scoring on over 100 card and parlor games, including bridge, poker, canasta, gin rummy, solitaire, and Scrabble. Edited apparently by, or maybe written by, Albert H. Moorhead and Jeffrey Mott Smith. Now, you'd think I'd be a big fan of somebody named Mott Smith, but these guys don't know what they're talking about. I have found numerous errors in this book. Mathematical errors and things that just don't make sense and other really bizarre things. And it's one of these bizarre things that we need to discuss today. Last night, I went up into the bathroom to take a bath, and I finished reading my book, and so, you know, the night before, so I needed a new book. So I just grabbed the Hoyles here because it was just sitting here. And I said, okay, yeah, let's just take that up. So I went up to the bathtub and I did some reading. And I flipped open to the poker section and I was reading basic poker stuff. And where is it? Right here. Okay, I've got the book in front of me because I'm going to have to actually read some of this out. Oh boy. Okay, so basically the way they present this is they sort of give you an overall view of what poker is going to be. And then, of course, they give you the ranking of the hands. And then they start explaining various styles of poker games, right? And so, let's see, what do they do first? I guess it doesn't matter. You get to the draw poker section, and there's two pages of draw poker, or call it 1 2/3 pages. And it ends with this paragraph. When the hands are shown in the showdown, the player showing the highest ranking poker hand takes the pot.
All the cards are then reassembled, shuffled, and players ante for the next pot, and there's another deal by the next dealer in rotation. And then a subheading, optional hands. Optional hands? Yes, this did catch my attention. Optional hands, you know, in miniature, all capitals. And this gets weird. This is where it starts getting weird, so pay attention. In some draw poker games, hands other than the standard ones are counted in the showdown. Okay, in what draw poker games, and what are these non-standard hands? Turn the page, top of page 184. What combination of cards are so counted depends upon the locality in which the game is played and the preferences of the players. The most popular are listed here. What? Okay, first of all, interesting sentence construction. You don't write like this when you're trying to explain complicated things to people who aren't real bright. But here we go. The most popular non-standard poker hands, according to Moorhead and Mott Smith. Now, this seems to indicate what they have written. These two or three sentences that are almost nonsensical seem to imply that there are regional poker hands, or some people play poker with some additional hands that nobody else seems to know about. I've never heard of this. And I've been around the block a couple times, but here we go. The most popular are listed here. The most popular, it sounds like they're gonna list off a whole bunch of regional poker. No, it's just four hands. Get ready for this. Here we go. The most popular hands, optional hands. A big tiger is a hand in which the king is the highest rank and the eight is the lowest card. I read that wrong. A big tiger is a hand in which the king is the highest card and the eight is the lowest card, and there is no pair. Okay. A little tiger is a hand in which the eight is the highest card and a three is the lower card, and there is no pair. A big dog is a hand in which an ace is the highest card and a nine is the lowest card, and there is no pair. And a little dog is a hand in which a seven is the highest card and a deuce is the lowest card, and there is no pair. A big tiger beats a little tiger, either tiger beats a dog, and a big dog beats a little dog. All these hands beat a straight, but lose to a flush. And that's it. Now there's one more sentence. New paragraph. When it is necessary to break a tie as between big tigers, little tigers, big dogs, or little dogs, the rules are the same as for breaking ties between any two hands which contain no pair or better. Meaning, whoever's the highest got the highest card. Just kickers, it doesn't... But that doesn't make sense for the... Okay, we're not even going to go into this part. Because if you sit down and try to figure this out in your head, or actually get out some cards... What's the cat doing? Is it about to get real stinky in here? Basically, these hands, the big tiger, the little tiger, the big dog, and the little dog, it sounds like they're fairly common. You just need an ace, a king and an eight, and you got a big tiger. No, you need a king and an eight, but those have to be the highest and lowest cards, respectively, in the hand. Okay, well... How many other cards are there that you could have in that hand? Well, in a king ace, in a big tiger, you can only potentially have six different cards. The 8, 9, 10, jack, queen, king. Six cards. It's a five card hand. Basically, a big tiger, a big dog, and a little dog are just broken straights. Right? These are all straights that... The only way you can have a big tiger is if you have a failure of a straight, meaning you have the 8 and not the 9, but the 10, jack, queen, king. Or the 8, the 9,
not the 10, the Jack, Queen, King. Okay, see how this works? These are just... these are just failed straights. And somebody thought, oh, it'll be a good idea to incorporate these in real poker. What the hell is this? My question to you, my dear committee members, have you ever heard of this? Have you ever played in any kind of poker game? Did your grandpa ever do this? What have you ever heard of these, quote, optional hands in poker? I really gotta wonder what this is all about. This book claims that Moorhead and Mott Smith are experts in games. Yeah, all they say is, two leading experts on games, Albert H. Moorhead and Jeffrey Mott Smith. Okay, well, what makes them experts? I know that they don't hold math degrees from any university, because I can show you many, many errors in this book, among other things. Why do I get the feeling that somebody was yanking their chain? Or, here's another option. Maybe this is the non-existent street on a map problem. Right? You know what I'm talking about? It's widely known that map publishers, like Rand McNally and other people who make maps, they will intentionally put errors in their maps. They will intentionally include streets that don't exist. I can show you maps on like the online, Google Maps, for that show streets that don't exist in my town, in my neighborhood. I can drive you right to some and say, look, there's nothing here. So I'm wondering, you know, the whole Hoyle's Rules of Games thing is not quite a real thing. You know, everybody says, consult your Hoyle, consult your Hoyle. Well, there's a lot of Hoyles. Edmund Hoyle wrote a book 400 years ago. It's been out of copyright for some time. Every Hoyle's Rules of Games has just been re-edited, rehashed. These are all essentially the same book, right? Kind of like a map. If you make a map of America and I make a map of America, it's pretty much going to be the same damn map, right? How do we protect our own copyrights? How do we, right? So same thing with Hoyle's. Anybody can write a book called Hoyle's Rules of Games. How do you protect your own copyright? Well, this could be one of those things where they're putting in intentional mistakes to catch copyright infringement. That's what the map thing is for. People who make maps can prove that other people copied their map instead of making their own map by saying, look, no, we put in this fake thing. Bunka-Dunka Street doesn't really exist. And here it's shown up on their map. We know that they didn't do any of their real map work. They just copied our map. Case closed. Maybe this thing about these optional hands is the same sort of thing. It's complete and utter fabrication, total frogwash, and they just included it in here to detect copyright infringement. Interesting idea, isn't it? That's one potential case. The other potential option here is that somebody was talking to somebody who was spouting off a bunch of house rules. And if there's one thing I hate in this world, it's house rules. Yeah, this has happened to me a million times throughout my life, and this is why I don't play games with anybody without first saying, okay, are we playing house rules? No, we're going to play the rules by the book. We always do. No, because then you get halfway through the game and say, oh, somebody does something that's against the rules, and then they say, oh, but this is how we always play. This is how we play. Right, that's called house rules. When you're just making up crap so it's advantageous to you, that's house rules. I could launch off onto a couple of rants here, but 8-ball, the pool game of 8-ball is one of the worst offenders ever. Monopoly, the game Monopoly, the board game that everybody loves so much, nobody plays that the correct way. Everybody has just made up their own rules for it. It's stupid. Anyway, what do you want to bet that Albert Moorhead and Jeffrey Mott Smith were talking to some East Coast low-level gangsters who have some weird house rules to make it more advantageous for themselves? And they said, oh yeah, plus there's these other hands that nobody else has. We just have them here in our club, and it's called the Big Tiger and the Little Tiger. Okay, yeah. And I can see gangsters making up crap just to
you know, get some advantage.
Buddy and a boy make a big noise, get in the sea, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace, kicking a can on over the place. We will rock you. We will rock you. Buddy and a young man, hard man, shot in the sea, gonna be in the world someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace, waving a banner, no, no other place. We will rock you. We will rock you. Buddy and a no man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you some peace someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace, somebody better put you back into your place. We will rock you. We will rock you. We will rock you. We will.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef.
Oh, what? All right, I kind of like that. All right, I don't know what that was. Shinto beef? Okay, we will beef you. Nobody knows, it doesn't matter. Okay, so back on topic here. These optional poker hands. What the hell? Most mysterious and probably the most interesting damn thing in the book. I gotta ask, has anybody heard of this? Please, if you have ever played poker, if you've ever played poker of any kind, and these hands were legit, and you actually, if you know anything about this, email me, tobe@sdf.org, or just send me a message on Mastodon. I don't know what my thing is, tobe@sdf, Mastodon, I don't know, just a Mastodon, I hate that crap. Anyway, yeah, big tiger, big tiger, little tiger. I've got three of a kind, I've got three aces, too bad, I got the big tiger. What? Where did that ever happen? I don't know. So anyway, yeah, I've been thinking about games and dice games and stuff a lot, thinking about, really, do I have it in me to write a book? Do I have it in me to write a dice book? Talked about it yesterday. And I've been thinking about it a lot. And it's not that I've been thinking about writing a dice book so much as, you know, what do I really want to do? Do I just want to make, like, the biggest, most comprehensive list? I was going to say the comprehensivest list. The comprehensivest list of all dice rankings possible? Is that what my book is going to be? Just this giant flowchart of, or not flowchart, but like a spreadsheet of just columns of numbers. I love columns of numbers. Because I've been thinking of some other great rankings and games for specific rankings. Yesterday I mentioned I wanted to come up with a game that was pairs, for pairs, and then I, you know, long story short, you know, why not just use the poker CeeLo style rankings, but invert these, add some straights, because that's another thing I'm working on, wrapping straights, and the straights and using dice, especially if you're just rolling like three dice. And then I thought of, four dice high low pairs declare, but then I thought that might be a better game with three dice high low pairs.
And then you have to declare whether you're going for the high or the low or both. So that might be a thing. That might be a thing to work on. But I also have this idea called Royal House that is a three-dice game that will use an interesting ranking system where the paint is the Royal House. You get the King, Queen, Jack. That's your killer role. And I thought of something else last night. What was it? Something to do with... Oh, yeah, suits. You know, the funny thing about Qian Gao, the domino game, and the related game Throwing Heaven and Nines, the roles are suited. You have to match suit, right? Somebody leads, then you have to match suit. And I was thinking about, how do you do that with, like, poker dice? How do you do that with regular dice? How can you have suits? Well, odd and even. If you have numbered dice, right, you got two suits. But what do you do with poker dice? And the other problem is, with the Qian Gao system, is that, as best as I can tell, some of the ranks are equivalent. Like, in the military suit, eights are eights. One eight is not greater than the other eight. But the double four, of course, being part of the civil suit, is, of course, man. That's the fourth highest rule combination there is. Regardless, there's a lot of work to be done. I gotta do some thinking. And if we're gonna suit poker dice, if the paint is one suit, if the royalty is one suit, the king, jack, queen, the other suit is then ace, nine, ten, which sort of implies that ace is low, but ace is high in poker dice, but it could be low. You could have wraparound trades. Yeah, I've been thinking about all these wacky, crazy-ass things. And then what was the other idea I had? There was something else, but yeah, no, I've got other ideas for more games. I've got more ideas for games and ranking systems that I know what to deal with, to do with, to deal with, to make a book. Am I writing a book? It occurs to me that writing a book would be very simple if I could just come up with a good outline. And to come up with a good outline, I just need to think of, okay, what do I want in my outline? You gotta have an introduction. Okay, I'll put that in there. And then what? Yeah, you can talk about rankings. What do you talk about first? Do you start devising games first, or do you start talking about rankings first? Personally, I think it's probably smart to talk about rankings first. If you're going to teach people games, the first thing you do is you tell them, okay, this is what you do, this is what you're trying to get. I don't know, but since it's all about rankings, I don't know. And so I'm sitting here still looking at this stupid book, and I'm at the... I think the last chapter, the last few pages are the dice games. And so they got craps. They got chuckaluck, which is hazard, sicbo, etc., etc. Poker dice, liar dice, and yacht. That's it. It's all of like six pages. And then parlor games starts up. Are you kidding me? And this is why we need... See, this is what I'm thinking. Maybe I need to write my dice book, and then I can claim that I'm Edmund Hoyle the Third. I'm Edmund Hoyle more like the Ninth. I'm the one true descendant of Edmund Hoyle, and here's the new book of games for the new dice century. Dun dun dun. My name is Edmund, but you can call me Tobe, because this is the end of the line for me. You've been listening to the Dubious Dice Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon
Radio. This is the end of the line for me. Whoa. The end of the line, yes.
Down the drain. All right, I'm out of here.